there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start down under, where Jewish and Greek choirs will gather in solidarity this Sunday, the 30th of October in Sydney, to perform what's known as the Ballad of Mauthausen, which is based on poems written by Greek poet Iakovos Kamanelis, who was a Mauthausen concentration camp survivor. The ballad focuses on his love for a Lithuanian Jewish woman whilst enduring the atrocities they witnessed at the camp. Our Australian correspondent Vic Allen, who has been invited to be the MC at the event, tells us what it's all about.
So the Jewish choir will go in first, and they will sing such beautiful songs as Avinu Malkeinu, which is a prayer, as everyone knows, and they will sing a number of very meaningful Jewish songs. They will then be followed by the Hellenic choir, which will sing a number of meaningful Greek songs, and then the two choirs will come together, and in between, I'll provide the context, etc., and the two choirs will come together, and they will form the Ballad of Mauthausen.
Republicans in the state of Nevada are relying on the Jewish vote, numbering between 70 to 80,000 voters, to decide who will run its Senate in the forthcoming midterm elections, and latest reports indicate that the Republicans are ahead on the vote tally. Two Jewish groups, the Republican Jewish Coalition and the Jewish Democratic Council of America, have been splashing out on marketing and advertising campaigns to garner votes, focusing in particular on the Biden administration's dealings with Iran, Israel's right to do what it wants with its territory, and support for Jerusalem being recognized as Israel's capital. The campaigns also focus on concerns around growing anti-Semitism in the United States, an increase in hate attacks, abortion rights, which is felt is a Jewish issue, and an aim to continually engage Nevada's Jewish community on other community issues. With his official appointment as British Prime Minister taking place today, Rishi Sunak has been praised by a number of Jewish organizations in the United Kingdom for his positive stance on Jewish affairs, concerns, and the challenges which Israel faces on a daily basis. In congratulating Sunak, the Board of Deputies of British Jews says that they are now looking forward to meeting the new Prime Minister soon to discuss crucial issues affecting the Jewish community. The incoming Prime Minister has been praised for being a proud friend of Israel. His opposition to the boycott, divest, sanction BDS movement and recognition for a UK-Israel free trade agreement, and his rejection of Iran's possession of nuclear weapons. Notably, Sunak has motivated for Jerusalem to be recognized as the historical capital of Israel. Making international news elsewhere, and a member of a notorious neo-Nazi group in Germany has been sentenced to life imprisonment for the murder of 10 people, most of them immigrants. Beatir Chiappa was also found guilty of being a member of a terrorist organization, being part of two bomb attacks, and over a dozen bank robberies. Next week, U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Israeli Prime Minister Isaac Herzog. They will meet key politicians and role players to discuss regional and global challenges facing both countries. Also, they will discuss opportunities to secure Israel's regional position and methods to encourage practicing freedom, prosperity, and security for Israelis and Palestinians. And as they look to rebuild their lives in Israel, Jewish Ukrainian refugees for the first time experienced the Jewish state's celebration of Jewish holidays. Rabbis spent time with refugees in seven cities across Israel and organized specific activities designed for them. Prayer groups for Rosh Hashanah were treated to festive meals, and some refugees were overwhelmed that for the first time they had recited the prayers of the holy day and practiced them in accordance with Jewish tradition. Many on Yom Kippur Day also for the first time fasted the entire day and participated in prayer ceremonies. Tours were also arranged, including visits to synagogues in Jerusalem, pilgrimages to the graves of prominent rabbis, along with instructions on how to participate in the special prayers. Refugees also received food coupons and packages filled with basic holiday necessities. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.